AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin's view of his talks today in Geneva with President Biden.
The talks were quite constructive.
Putin speaking there through an interpreter. President Biden's opinion.
The tone of the entire meetings, I guess it was a total of 4 hours, was good. Positive.
President Biden says he has no problem against Putin or Russia. It's all about his country.
I told President Putin my agenda is not against Russia or anyone else. It's for the American people.
The president says he will stand up for democratic values.
That's just part of the DNA of our country. So human rights is going to always be on the table, I told him.
That includes the cases of two Americans who Biden says are wrongfully imprisoned in Russia, and the case of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Putin says it's hard to say if relations between the U.S. and Russia will improve.
That's because all of the activities that have to do with worsening the relations, all of the actions that did that were not initiated by us.
The leaders agreed that their two nations will start consultations on cybersecurity. On Capitol Hill, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is providing assurances the recent jump in inflation is being watched very closely by the Biden administration, but said again that such increases appear to be temporary. The White House and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer are endorsing efforts to terminate the 2002 authorization of military force against Iraq. Supporters say repealing the authorization is necessary to constrain presidential war powers. Royal Caribbean says it's postponing for nearly a month one of the highly anticipated first sailings from the U.S. since the pandemic started because 8 crew members tested positive for the coronavirus. The brand new Odyssey of the Seas was supposed to sail from Florida July 3rd, but is now postponed till July 31st. This is AP News. Israel will stop nighttime mapping of Palestinian homes.
The military says it's reining in a controversial practice of conducting late-night raids on Palestinian homes in the West Bank that are aimed at gathering information about the houses and their inhabitants. The military has in the past defended the practice known as intelligence mapping as a necessary measure to counter militant groups. During these raids, Israeli soldiers would rouse families in the middle of the night to document the dimensions and inhabitants of homes in the occupied territory. But human rights groups say the policy served only to intimidate civilians. I'm Charles Duledesma.
Spacewalking astronauts resumed work to install powerful new solar panels outside the International Space Station after a brief interruption caused by problems with one of their suits. NASA stressed astronaut Shane Kimbrough was safe the entire time. Ed Donahue, AP News.